I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. And listen, I wish you could see all the texts I got. I always try to respond to all the texts. I couldn't respond to all of them this evening because of the overwhelming number of texts that we've gotten here on this topic. So I thank you for texting in. Please continue to text in. I will respond as I can. But one of the points I want to make before we get back to the callers is this. And of course, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the situation with Kim Gardner, about the defendant Daniel Ray should have been put behind bars a long time ago. He violated his probation 51 times since August, and the prosecuting attorney's office did nothing. And now he was in a collision. He struck a 17-year-old volleyball player from Tennessee, and she's lost both of her legs. It's a horrendous, horrendous situation, and folks have been calling in. And I want to make a point. I want to read one of the emails, and then I want to get back to the callers. If you're holding, please continue to hold. But here's the situation. A lot of folks have texted in saying this is not a Democrat or Republican issue, and they got upset when someone said about Democrats. I agree this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue, but it is a progressive issue. And progressives are not synonymous with Democrats. You have to remember that. Because two of very close friends of mine, Michael Kelly and Jane Duker, very strong Democrats. I happen to be a very strong conservative. Both of those Democrats reject progressivism. Both of those Democrats support the police. Both of those Democrats reject the idea of defunding the police. Both of those Democrats reject the idea, the concept, that the role of the circuit attorney's office is to release prisoners instead of capturing criminals. So, no, this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue, but this is the natural progression of progressivism. This is the natural consequence of progressivism that says the police are all bad guys. That's what progressivism does. So I'm not going to label that as Democrats, because Democrats and progressives differ on this issue extensively. And so this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue, but it is a progressive problem when you have progressives saying that the key is defunding the police. The key is weakening the justice system. And folks, that is simply the wrong solution to this issue. Let's go back to the phones. I believe it is Bruce who's been holding the longest. Hey, Bruce, thanks for holding through the break and welcome to Camo X.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a firm Democrat. Yeah, if this is what progressivism is, I want no part of it. What will we do without the police?
Exactly.
The funny thing about it is the first people that bitch about the police, as soon as something happens, who do they call?
Yeah.
And then they complain when there's no action taken. Well, this Kim Gardner gal, I live in the Metro East. I've worked downtown for 30 years, and totally bad news. It's not a police problem. It's her problem. The buck stops with her. Thousands of people think this way. I will not cross the river to downtown unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah. And Bruce, this is not even a white or a black issue, because if you watch Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel 2 news, every night when there's a crime or a shooting, there is an African-American family who's interviewed on all of the St. Louis TV stations who say, I wish the police could stop these crimes. We want crime to stop in our neighborhood. We want stronger police, and we're against the criminals. So this is not even a black or a white issue. This is truly a progressive issue when these progressives like Kim Gardner and like even Tashara Jones, who has campaigned on the idea of defunding the police, this is the natural consequence of that philosophy.
Oh, I totally agree. How do these people get voted? I'd like to know, who are voting for these folks? I mean, it's ridiculous. I will not. I mean, if nobody's going to be held accountable, what the hell's the point? I just don't get it.
Exactly. And in the last election, just so you know, Bruce, in the last election here in the city of St. Louis, Kim Gardner received 77% of the vote. And that's why I think it's going to be very hard to force her out of office. Bruce, you've been holding for so long this evening, and I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you hanging on here on Camo X.
Thank you so much. Throw her ass out.
There you go. That's from Bruce. And listen, I've got an email, and I've got some more calls I want to get to. But I received an amazing email a few minutes ago from a listener. And if you want to send me an email, I always love getting emails. My email address, byoung, B-Y-O-U-N-G, at harrisdowell.com, H-A-R-R-I-S as in Sam, D as in David, O-W-E-L-L. Let's go back to the phones. Bob has also been waiting a very long time. Hey, Bob, welcome to Camo X.
Thank you for taking my call. One of the things that you said that really hit home was when you said that words really are inadequate to express the disgust and the anguish of what happened. I mean, you feel so bad for this young lady, just got a scholarship to play volleyball. Her family, I've got a daughter. I know somewhat of how I would feel. I mean, it would be crushing. And I don't know if you can do this, but I think there's a GoFundMe account for her, and
there is.
I don't know what that information is. I don't know if you're willing to or can give that out to help this girl. It's just really, really sad. And another thing I want to say is I really appreciate, as a moderate, I've voted for Democrats, I've voted for Republicans. I think it was wonderful that you made the distinction that not all Democrats, you can't use a broad brush and say all Democrats are progressive. A lot of people are pretty disgusted with some of the progressive ideas. The defund the police is a stupid term. Maybe there needs to be some revisions, maybe more social workers, whatever. But I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a social worker and go on a call for a domestic dispute, because I'd want a police officer there to back me up.
Of course.
Yeah. And just one other thing, I'm going to go on a little tangent for just a second. Somebody mentioned something about the train. And I think it's important to note that back when President Trump was president, he rescinded a proposal to have safer brakes on trains that were carrying highly flammable or hazardous materials, and that the Department of Transportation, when he was president, justified the rollback with a 2018 analysis arguing that the cost of requiring such brakes would be, quote, significantly higher than the expected benefits of the update.
Okay, Bob, I appreciate you sharing that, sir. And I really appreciate your comments about the whole Democrat versus progressive issue, because, again, I'm a strong conservative. I'm not ashamed of that. And I talk about that. But I've got so many friends of mine who are strong pro-police Democrats. And you just have to realize that it's not a Democrat-Republican issue, but it is a tenet of progressivism, and progressivism is different from Democrat politics, and we need to make sure that we understand that distinction, because just because someone's a Democrat really doesn't mean in any way, shape, form, or manner that they're against the police, and I'm glad that you echoed that, and I appreciate you calling in this evening.
Very much. And just to say one other thing real quick, because I know you've got a lot of calls, is, the broad brush thing, I'm moderate on some things. I'm conservative on some things. It bothers the heck out of me that we've got a $31 trillion debt.
Yes.
Let's not be so shallow as to say a person is all conservative or all liberal. I'm conservative on some issues. I'm more moderate, or maybe even liberal, if I can say that on your station.
Of course.
On other issues, I'm not that shallow, you know, and I don't think a lot of people are.
Hey, Bob,
right,
we got
to. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bob. We got to take a break. We've got Damian and others who are holding. We're going to continue this conversation because, to me, that's the point of talk radio, is to get your input, discuss ideas, and have this as the marketplace of ideas in a way that no other medium allows you to do. 314-436-7900, at your service. KMOX, don't go away.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski. One of the prior callers, I think it was Bob, mentioned, is there a GoFundMe page for this volleyball player, Janae Edmondson, who lost her legs? And the answer to that is yes, there is. And as Matt just told me, it is Pray for Janae. I've been on GoFundMe, but I've never donated to GoFundMe. When I know of folks that need money, I just donate it to them directly. But if you go on to GoFundMe and look for Pray for Janae, you should be able to find a way to donate money to her. I know there's already been. Matt, you looked at it. Do we have any idea how much money's been raised so far?
Over $340,000.
Fantastic. Over $340,000. And listen, no amount of money is going to give her legs back to her. No amount of money is going to resolve the tragedy that's going to stay with this young woman for the rest of her life. No amount of money is going to compensate her for the loss of the love of the game, of playing volleyball, of playing team sports. I know this firsthand because, again, my daughter was a Division I rower. And the joy and the camaraderie that comes from being in sports can't be replicated in any other way. So it's not like you're looking at this money and saying, oh, she's going to get rich on this. No amount of money is going to compensate her. But it may help her to get through every single day by having a little bit of money to pay for the things that she needs to get through her day. Damien's been holding for a while. Hey, Damien, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. It's my first time calling in. Just real quick, I just want to say I'm born and raised in St. Louis. I don't live here now. I was 26 years in the military, retired.
Thank you, sir.
I just come back to St. Louis from time to time. But St. Louis City is turning into like a Gotham City. You know, the lawlessness with no consequences, little to no enforcement, no more traffic enforcement or traffic stops. Policing 101. And when you do those traffic stops and basic law enforcement, you're pulling criminals off the street before they get a chance to do things. Because typically criminals, you know, they don't follow rules. They don't follow traffic rules. So you're able to, you know, apprehend people before things happen. Now, also with that, you know, I drive around and I see people with expired temporary tags.
Yes.
2 years old.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, there's an opportunity, Damon, and I 100% agree with your position on this. I couldn't agree with you anymore. But there's this legal concept called the broken windows theory, and that if folks have broken windows and you enforce those and you crack down on those, then you also eliminate greater problems. And the same is true with traffic violations. And when I see these temp tags that are expired for 2 years, I think, come on, if you pull this person over and they got a gun, arrest them. You might stop the next murder from taking place by enforcing the temp tag laws, and yet it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's how they caught the son of Sam. You know, it was a traffic violation, which led to them catching a serial killer that was menacing the town. Now, I'm not saying every situation is going to be like that, but we just need that basic policing 101, you know, being in the neighborhoods, knowing the residents, all those basic things. And on the other side of that, we also need equitable justice. So, you know, I have a law enforcement background, so I know sometimes some areas are inequitably serviced by the police, and
sure,
they don't always have the best police. And I think, you know, police officers need to get paid more. The training needs to be better, vetted a little bit better. And I think the outcomes will be a lot better.
Wow, Damien, I so appreciate your perspective. I thank you for your service. I applaud you for your service. It's interesting. Someone came by my house just this week, and they saw that I'm flying an American flag. And she said to me, did you serve in the military? And I said, no, I just love this country. And she told me that she served in the military and that she fought for our flag. And I just want to tell you, thank you for your service. And thank you for calling in this evening on KMOX.
Thank you for your support, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tamara's been holding a while. Hey, Tamara, welcome to KMOX.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say, as a Democrat, I would consider myself a moderate Democrat. And like the last caller, you know, I'm an Air Force veteran.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have, you know, my brother was in law enforcement, uncles, aunts, grandfathers, you know, law enforcement, military.
You've seen it. You've lived it. You've experienced it.
Yes. As a Democrat, I can't stand Tashara Jones. I can't stand Kim Gardner. I can't stand Cori Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, there is the conservative side that I don't understand, you know, especially with the last caller, you know, you mentioned the guns, right? If a police officer were to pull somebody over, and I totally agree. But with the laws that are going on now from the Republicans,
yes,
in Missouri, like they're not able to arrest these people. Like, you know, they can legally, you know, have these guns no matter what age they are or whatever. So I think it's on both sides. Now, I do agree with what happened with this child, because she's still a child. That's uncalled for. But Kim Gardner should have never been elected. She was elected by the people. So what? How do you juxtapose that? You know, people love her. Even now, they still love her.
Yes, they do.
And it's a race thing. That's what they're saying. So how do you know, as I said before, how do you juxtapose that?
Well, I will tell you this. If you've listened to this show when I'm on At Your Service before, Tamara, you may recall that one of the positions that I've advocated is that even though Missouri has been as far to the right as any other state when it comes to gun laws, that there should be a modification of those laws to allow individual communities to criminalize open carry and to criminalize the possession of firearms by juveniles and by teenagers, just for the reason that we talked about earlier, that if a juvenile has a gun at 4 a.m., they're not using it to go and collect distribute Girl Scout cookies. Okay, they're not doing that. They're not out hunting geese at 3 o'clock in the morning in downtown St. Louis with a gun. They're only Absolutely. Using that gun for bad reasons. So there should be modification of gun laws in this state. It is the responsibility of Republicans to do that in Jefferson City. And the small-minded Yeah. politicians in Jefferson City have failed this state by not amending the gun laws so that gun laws can be used for the protection Yeah. of all people, which is not what's going on right now.
Amen to that. And I totally agree. As a gun owner, my husband, my son, my 21-year-old son, and my husband, myself, and we're a family of gun owners. However, all of us, you know, we've gone to school. You know, I've been trained, of course, through the military.
Of course.
But we've all, you know, had concealed carry courses and stuff like that. So I think that's needed. Background checks, like that's.
I have no problem with any of those things at all, Tamara. And I would hope that this would be some sort of an impetus to make the city safer, because this hurts not just the residents of the city, not just the residents Sure. of the county, but it hurts the entire state of Missouri when we Yeah. have this kind of activity going on. It hurts us all. Hey, Tamara, we're coming up. We got a hard break here, so I've got to let you go. But thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got Kim and others who are still holding on the line. Stick around. We're going to take a break here because, listen, Matt Pajeski costs a lot of money here to have him here every night. We got to take a break to pay his salary. Brad Young, At Your Service. We'll be right back. Welcome back to At Your Service. This is something I've not really done before, have 2 hours on the same topic. But obviously, we've had solid callers. We've had tons of texts. This is an issue that resonates with the city, with the county, with the country, because of just how it impacts us emotionally. We understand that crime is a problem, And this is just a demonstrative picture of the downside of crime and why we need to do something about it. Thank you for sharing with me through the calls and the texts. It's been a fantastic evening because we've gotten to exchange ideas. And as Matt Pajeski and I were talking during the break, this is what talk radio is all about. Kim's been holding for a very long time. Hey, Kim, thanks for joining us and thanks for hanging around.
No problem. Sorry about my voice. I've got laryngitis.
Not a problem.
Anyway, yes, her school is doing something, too. The kids are getting together and putting together their own GoFundMe account for her. And second of all, I'd like to say that I think that Kim Gardner needs to be put in jail herself and have the key thrown away. I'm a Democrat. I'm a diehard Democrat. And I've lost all respect for that woman that I ever did have.
Yeah, well, you heard, and Kim, I hope you heard our discussion earlier where I pointed out that this is not a Republican versus a Democrat issue, that progressivism is not the ideals of the Democrat Party in this country, that Democrats don't support defunding the police. Democrats don't support weakening the police. Democrats don't support rampant crime with no consequences. That's not a position that Democrats support, but it is a position that progressives support, and we need to make sure that we make that distinction.
Well, I guess I'm just upset with Kim Gardner, the way she's handling this situation. So, I mean, I didn't mean it to come off. It was a Republican versus Democrat. It's just that this is just, like, infuriating me.
It is. And it infuriates you, I'm guessing, just because this is the reality of crime. You know, we can watch Law and Order or we can watch a crime show on TV and we know that it's fiction. But here's a real-life example of a young woman whose life is forever scarred because of the failure of one person to do her job. And this shows us, it just slaps us in the face of the ramifications of crime without the responsibility of those who we elected to control it.
Oh, and I agree. I agree totally.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. And thanks for participating this evening.
No problem. Thank you.
Sure. There's two things I want to discuss here before I wrap up this topic. And again, if you've got some other thoughts on this, feel free to give us a call, 314-436-7900. Call or text. I've tried to respond to as many texts as I can during the breaks. It's kind of rude if I sit and type in between the breaks. So I'm trying to respond during the breaks. But there's two other points that I want to make sure that I get to here before we wrap up this topic. One is Attorney General Matthew Bailey. He said today that he gave and has given Kim Gardner a deadline for tomorrow at noon tomorrow to resign her office. And if she doesn't resign from office tomorrow by noon, he's going to proceed and pursue what's called a quo warranto proceeding. And that basically means you challenge the person and you direct the courts to say, is this person valid and legally entitled to continue holding that office? And while I applaud Attorney General Matthew Bailey for doing that, I don't really think that would be effective. I don't think that's going to reach the conclusion that so many of us want it to reach. And it's not like I want a Republican in that office. Listen, if the folks of St. Louis want to elect a Democrat to that office, God bless them. That's what democracy is all about. But you don't elect a person to the circuit attorney's office who focuses solely on releasing people from jail. If you're the circuit attorney, your job is to prosecute crimes, not provide excuses for them. And yet that's what we have in Kim Gardner. Second idea that I want to get to here. If you voted for Kim Gardner, I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear from you this evening if you voted for Kim Gardner. If you think that was a good vote, if you think continues to be a good choice for the city of St. Louis, I would like to hear why. And if you voted for Kim Gardner and your opinion has changed, I would like to hear from you. Because that shows that maybe you rethought one of your prior choices when you were at the ballot box. Either way, whether you voted for her and still agree with it, whether you voted for her and disagree with it now. I would like to hear your opinion. 314-436-7900. And we've talked a lot this evening about culpability. Who's responsible for this? And of course, Kim Gardner's going to point fingers. She's going to evade, just like she has in every instance when these problems have come up with her office since the day she was elected. And I've highlighted them over and over on this show because I think it's atrocious the way she has operated that office. But there's another, I think, culpable party here that no one's discussing. No one. And when I say culpability, what I mean by that is someone who's responsible. It's easy to look at Kim Gardner and say, you're responsible. And you're right if you do that. But there's one other entity who I think shoulders some of the responsibility for the tragedy that's been levied on Janae Edmondson's life. And that's the Missouri Supreme Court. Why do I say that? Because Kim Gardner, in her role in prosecuting Eric Greitens, she did, and if you read through the complaint, I've got a copy of it. I'll send it to you if you email me at byoung@harrisdowell.com. But there's a 72-page ethics complaint that was levied against Kim Gardner in relation to her prosecution of Eric Greitens. Not because it was political, because I think it was. But that's not the basis. The basis was that she allowed false evidence to be admitted into court during the case of the case against Eric Greitens. There's a phrase. The phrase is suborn perjury. Suborning perjury means that you either allow perjury to occur or, and I think this is more in line with what she actually did, she allowed false evidence to be admitted into court and did nothing to correct the record. You see, as an attorney, it's very possible for me or any other attorney who practices law in the state of Missouri to, during the course of a legal proceeding, allow false evidence to be admitted into court. That can happen. If a witness lies and you don't know about it, it can happen. But the attorney has an ethical and a legal responsibility to make the court aware of that false evidence as soon as that attorney is made aware of it. And yet we know in the prosecution of Eric Greitens, there was false testimony and false evidence presented by witness William Tisby. And I don't know whether Kim Gardner knew it was false at the time or not. I have no idea. I cannot see into her heart. That's God's function, not mine. But here's what we do know. That once she was made aware of that false evidence and false testimony from William Tisby, what did she do about it? And in this instance, we know with 100% certainty, she did nothing. Even though she had a legal, ethical, and a moral responsibility to inform the court of that error, she did nothing about it. And so ethics charges were brought against her. And what was the result of those ethics charges? Well, in August of 2022, the case went to the Missouri Supreme Court. Now, the Missouri Supreme Court has what's called plenary power. That's a fancy legal term, plenary power. It means absolute authority. The Missouri Supreme Court holds absolute authority over whether an attorney can continue to practice law in the state of Missouri. What did the Missouri Supreme Court do when they had the opportunity? They had the evidence before them. They had evidence of her guilt of ethical violations and her violation of Missouri law for failing to correct errors that were entered into the record and submitted new evidence. They had that before them. What did the Missouri Supreme Court do last August of 2022? They gave her a $750 fine and they gave her a reprimand. That's all the Missouri Supreme Court did. And let's look backwards in time here. Had the Missouri Supreme Court done what should have been done, if any other attorney would have done what Kim Gardner did, if I would have done what Kim Gardner did, any other attorney, that attorney or me, we would have been suspended, had our law license suspended. And when it comes to the circuit attorney's office, under Missouri law, If the circuit attorney's right to continue to practice law has...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to At Your Service. This is something I've not really done before, have 2 hours on the same topic. But obviously, we've had solid callers. We've had tons of texts. This is an issue that resonates with the city, with the county, with the country, because of just how it impacts us emotionally. We understand that crime is a problem. And this is just a demonstrative picture of the downside of crime and why we need to do something about it. Thank you for sharing with me through the calls and the texts. It's been a fantastic evening because we've gotten to exchange ideas. And as Matt Pajeski and I were talking during the break, this is what talk radio is all about. Kim's been holding for a very long time. Hey, Kim, thanks for joining us and thanks for hanging around.
No problem. Sorry about my voice. I've got laryngitis.
Not a problem.
Anyway, yes, her school is doing something, too. The kids are getting together and putting together their own GoFundMe account for her. And second of all, I'd like to say that I think that Kim Gardner needs to be put in jail herself and have the key thrown away. I'm a Democrat. I'm a diehard Democrat. And I've lost all respect for that woman that I ever did have.
Yeah, well, you heard, and Kim, I hope you heard our discussion earlier where I pointed out that this is not a Republican versus a Democrat issue, that progressivism is not the ideals of the Democrat Party in this country, that Democrats don't support defunding the police. Democrats don't support weakening the police. Democrats don't support rampant crime with no consequences. That's not a position that Democrats support, but it is a position that progressives support, and we need to make sure that we make that distinction.
Well, I guess I'm just upset with Kim Gardner, the way she's handling this situation. So, I mean, I didn't mean it to come off. It was a Republican versus Democrat. It's just that this is just, like, infuriating me.
Yeah. It is. And it infuriates you, I'm guessing, just because this is the reality of crime. You know, we can watch Law and Order or we can watch a crime show on TV and we know that it's fiction. But here's a real life example of a young woman whose life is forever scarred because of the failure of one person to do her job. And this shows us, it just slaps us in the face of the ramifications of crime without the responsibility of those who we elected to control it.
Oh, and I agree. I agree totally.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. And thanks for participating this evening.
No problem. Thank you.
Sure. There's two things I want to discuss here before I wrap up this topic. And again, if you've got some other thoughts on this, feel free to give us a call, 314-436-7900. Call or text. I've tried to respond to as many texts as I can during the breaks. It's kind of rude if I sit and type in between the breaks. So I'm trying to respond during the breaks. But there's two other points that I want to make sure that I get to here before we wrap up this topic. One is Attorney General Matthew Bailey. He said today that he gave and has given Kim Gardner a deadline for tomorrow at noon tomorrow to resign her office. And if she doesn't resign from office tomorrow by noon, he's going to proceed and pursue what's called a quo warranto proceeding. And that basically means you challenge the person and you direct the courts to say, is this person valid and legally entitled to continue holding that office? And while I applaud Attorney General Matthew Bailey for doing that, I don't really think that that would be effective. I don't think that's going to reach the conclusion that so many of us want it to reach. And it's not like I want a Republican in that office. Listen, if the folks of St. Louis want to elect a Democrat to that office, God bless them. That's what democracy is all about. But you don't elect a person to the circuit attorney's office who focuses solely on releasing people from jail. If you're the circuit attorney, your job is to prosecute crimes, not provide excuses for them. And yet that's what we have in Kim Gardner. Second idea that I want to ask or get to here. If you voted for Kim Gardner, I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear from you this evening. If you voted for Kim Gardner, if you think that that was a good vote, if you think that's continues to be a good choice for the city of St. Louis, I would like to hear why. And if you voted for Kim Gardner and your opinion has changed, I would like to hear from you. Because that shows that maybe you rethought one of your prior choices when you were at the ballot box. Either way, whether you voted for her and still agree with it, whether you voted for her and disagree with it now, I would like to hear your opinion. 314-436-7900. And we've talked a lot this evening about culpability. Who's responsible for this? And of course, Kim Gardner is going to point fingers. She's going to evade, just like she has in every instance when these problems have come up with her office since the day she was elected. And I've highlighted them over and over on this show because I think it's atrocious the way she has operated that office. But there's another, I think, culpable party here that no one's discussing. No one. And when I say culpability, what I mean by that is someone who's responsible. It's easy to look at Kim Gardner and say, you're responsible. And you're right if you do that. But there's one other entity who I think shoulders some of the responsibility for the tragedy that's been levied on Jhené Edmondson's life. And that's the Missouri Supreme Court. Why do I say that? Because Kim Gardner, in her role in prosecuting Eric Greitens, she did, and if you read through the complaint, I've got a copy of it. I'll send it to you if you email me at byoung@harrisdowell.com. But there's a 72-page ethics complaint that was levied against Kim Gardner in relation to her prosecution of Eric Greitens. Not because it was political, because I think it was, but that's not the basis. The basis was that she allowed false evidence to be admitted into court during the case against Eric Greitens. There's a phrase. The phrase is suborn perjury. Suborning perjury means that you either allow perjury to occur or, and I think this is more in line with what she actually did, she allowed false evidence to be admitted into court and did nothing to correct the record. You see, as an attorney, it's very possible for me or any other attorney who practices law in the state of Missouri to, during the course of a legal proceeding, allow false evidence to be admitted into court. That can happen. If a witness lies and you don't know about it, it can happen. But the attorney has an ethical and a legal responsibility to make the court aware of that false evidence as soon as that attorney is made aware of it. And yet we know in the prosecution of Eric Greitens, there was false testimony and false evidence presented by witness William Tisby. And I don't know whether Kim Gardner knew it was false at the time or not. I have no idea. I cannot see into her heart. That's God's function, not mine. But here's what we do know. That once she was made aware of that false evidence and false testimony from William Tisby, what did she do about it? And in this instance, we know with 100% certainty, she did nothing. Even though she had a legal, ethical, and a moral responsibility to inform the court of that error, she did nothing about it. And so ethics charges were brought against her. And what was the result of those ethics charges? Well, in August of 2022, the case went to the Missouri Supreme Court. Now, the Missouri Supreme Court has what's called plenary power. That's a fancy legal term, plenary power. It means absolute authority. The Missouri Supreme Court holds absolute authority over whether an attorney can continue to practice law in the state of Missouri. What did the Missouri Supreme Court do when they had the opportunity? They had the evidence before them. They had evidence of her guilt of ethical violations and her violation of Missouri law for failing to correct errors that were entered into the record and submitted new evidence. They had that before them. What did the Missouri Supreme Court do last August of 2022? They gave her a $750 fine and they gave her a reprimand. That's all the Missouri Supreme Court did. And let's look backwards in time here. Had the Missouri Supreme Court done what should have been done, if any other attorney would have done what Kim Gardner did, if I would have done what Kim Gardner did, any other attorney, that attorney or me, we would have been suspended, had our law license suspended. And when it comes to the circuit attorney's office, under Missouri law, if the circuit attorney's right to continue to practice law has been suspended, then under Missouri law, the governor has the authority to appoint a temporary circuit attorney until the next election. So again, let's look backwards in time. August of 2022, had the Missouri Supreme Court did what they should have done here and suspended Kim Gardner's license, then in that instance, Missouri law would be triggered. Kim Gardner would have lost her position as the circuit attorney, and the governor could have appointed another attorney to take over as the circuit attorney until the next election. Had they done that, chances are, and of course we're spitballing because that's what happens when you talk about changing the timeline, right? Anybody that watches Star Trek knows that. But had the Supreme Court taken that action, I think an argument can easily be made that Janae Edmondson today would have her legs, that her career as a volleyball player would not be over, that the rest of her life would be different today had the Missouri Supreme Court suspended Kim Gardner in August of 2022. So I do believe that the Missouri Supreme Court has what the term is culpability, meaning that they're partially responsible. This is not a political issue, folks. It's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not right or left. It's right or wrong. And the Missouri Supreme Court was wrong in allowing Kim Gardner to keep her law license. Kim Gardner was wrong in having 51 chances to put Daniel Riley behind bars,
and she failed to do it. And the person paying the price this evening is 17-year-old Janae Edmondson. What are your thoughts? 314-436-7900. Call or text. We're going to take our last break of the hour. Stick around. Welcome back to At Your Service. Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but this is what talk radio is all about. This is your opportunity to express your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, and us have an intelligent, adult-oriented conversation without calling names, without having the divisiveness necessarily of social media. We can actually have a conversation, and that's what I like about talk radio, and I suspect that you do too. Hey, Rob, you've called in this evening. Thanks for calling into KMOX.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know a lot about the law, but, you know, I'm appalled at the goings on here. This young girl, you know, loses her legs. I mean, God in heaven. I just, you know, a city's trying to find its better image and better self-esteem, and this is just, this is so ugly I can't hardly take it. And I just wanted to ask you, if you have any legal context to draw an opinion, can this young girl file suit against Kim Gardner or the state, or is that even legally possible? I just don't know the law that well. And thank you, and I'll listen to your answer.
Very good, Rob. Thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, well, let me start it this way. I agree with Rob's sentiments here, that I wish there was an opportunity for Janae Edmondson to file a lawsuit here against either Kim Gardner or even the state of Missouri or someone who's responsible other than this deadbeat criminal who cannot be held civilly responsible for what happened. He can be held criminally responsible, and hopefully this guy is prosecuted and spends a lot of time at the Gray Bar Motel. But when it comes to civil liability, the answer to this is pretty clear, Rob. In 1976, the issue came up to the U.S. Supreme Court about whether prosecutors can be sued for what they do, or, and more importantly, what they fail to do. And I believe it was the case of Embler versus Pacman in 1976, where the U.S. Supreme Court said that prosecutors have absolute immunity for what they do. In other words, when you say absolute immunity, it means they cannot be sued for their actions or for their failures to act. And the Supreme Court said this: it's better to leave unredressed the wrongs done by a dishonest officer of the court than to subject those who try to do their duty to the constant dread of retaliation. And I'm quoting. So to answer that question, that means that really there's no civil remedy here for Janae to sue the city of St. Louis, to sue Kim Gardner either individually or professionally, or to sue the state of Missouri. There's really no opportunity for that. And if you look at, there's a similar concept of absolute immunity when it comes to police officers. So if a police officer is doing his or her job and they're sued for what they do, police have absolute immunity for the exact same reason. Now, there's one enormous difference when it comes to police. If police officers are breaking the law in the context of the execution of their duties, then courts have held that they're no longer covered by immunity because they were acting outside of the scope and course of their employment. So if a police officer, like we saw recently with the beating and the death of that individual by the police officers, at that point, they can be sued because they went beyond the scope and course of their actual employment when they committed crimes by assaulting and killing the defendant. But in this instance with Kim Gardner, I don't even know how you could come up with a way to argue that she's gone beyond the scope of her employment to the point of being a criminal action by her failure to put this Daniel Riley behind bars. And if he had been behind bars, he wouldn't have injured Jhené Edmondson by through the car accident. I don't think you can make that argument, but it's a fantastic idea. And as they told me in law school, you get an A for a great idea. Kevin's been holding for a while. Hey, Kevin, welcome to Camo X.
How are you doing?
Doing great, sir.
Hey, well, I understand this case is the person who committed this crime had committed armed robbery, and the judge sent him home with an ankle bracelet.
Correct.
So under what situation should someone who commits an armed robbery who, in that kind of a criminal act, is thought to use his weapon to, you know, cause bodily harm, why should that person be trusted at home with an ankle bracelet? The ankle bracelet means nothing.
Right. As we saw here, it means nothing because it certainly didn't stop Daniel Riley from running over Jhené Edmondson and removing her legs. It didn't stop him in any way.
To me, it's the laws and the way that, I mean, the fact that they don't hold someone back with a, you know, a criminal history of violence and at least the, you know, the use of a weapon and to commit an armed robbery shouldn't happen.
You're right, Kevin. And yet, if you look in this country, and I don't know how long you've been listening this evening, but I've tried to make clear that this isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue, but it is a progressive issue. And here's the reason why I say that. If you look across this country now, there's been a movement to allow people who have been arrested for crimes to be released on their own recognizance. In other words, you don't hold them in jail. You don't assign a cash bail. You allow them to be released. And it's something that's passed in Illinois. I think you're from Springfield. It's a big issue in the state of Illinois. And Illinois has decided that if you are a criminal, you should not be held in prison. You should be allowed to be released on your own recognizance. This is a concept that I completely disagree with, but it's one that has been sweeping this country. And just like it's swept through the state of Illinois, it's also swept through the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, it is widespread. I agree. And I guess I beg to differ with you on Republican or Democratic. If you probably look at, I mean, obviously Illinois is run by a Democratic governor, Democratic attorney general, and it has been for that way. And a lot of things have changed in Illinois under that type of leadership. Look at Chicago under Democratic leadership. I mean, across the country, the most violent cities are run by Democrats. Houston is run by a Democrat. And the violence has gotten way worse in the last probably 10 to 12 years. And I believe it's because of the Democrats who run these big cities and their liberal ways. And it seems like more protection for the criminal than it is for the innocent people who are trying to live their lives.
You're exactly right, Kevin. Hey, we're coming up on a very hard break here. I'm going to have to let you go, sir. But thanks for calling in. Appreciate your input. And I want to thank you for your input. We've got lots of texts, lots of calls this evening. This is an important issue. It's an emotional issue, but it's also an intellectual issue. And we've had an opportunity this evening to discuss the implications of this idea that criminals can go free with no repercussions. Hey, stick around. 10 o'clock, we've got the best of Dave Glover. I'll see you next week on At Your Service, KMOX. Back to At Your Service. Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but this is what talk radio is all about. This is your opportunity to express your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, and to us have an intelligent, adult-oriented conversation without calling names, without having the divisiveness necessarily of social media. We can actually have a conversation, and that's what I like about talk radio, and I suspect that you do too. Hey, Rob, you've called in this evening. Thanks for calling into Camo X.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know a lot about the law, but, you know, I'm appalled at the goings on here. This young girl
you know, loses her legs. I mean, God in heaven, I just, you know, a city's trying to find its better image and better self-esteem, and this is just, this is so ugly, I can't hardly take it. And I just wanted to ask you if you have any legal context to draw an opinion. Can this young girl file suit against Kim Gardner or the state, or is that even legally possible? I just don't know the law that well. And thank you, and I'll listen to your answer.
Very good, Rob. Thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, well, let me start it this way. I agree with Rob's sentiments here that I wish there was an opportunity for Janae Edmondson to file a lawsuit here against either Kim Gardner or even the state of Missouri or someone who's responsible other than this deadbeat criminal who cannot be held civilly responsible for what happened. He can be held criminally responsible, and hopefully this guy is prosecuted and spends a lot of time at the Gray Bar Motel. But when it comes to civil liability, the answer to this is pretty clear, Rob. I believe it was in 1976, the issue came up to the U.S. Supreme Court about whether prosecutors can be sued for what they do or, and more importantly, what they fail to do. And I believe it was the case of Embler versus Pacman in 1976, where the U.S. Supreme Court said that prosecutors have absolute immunity for what they do. In other words, when you say absolute immunity, it means they cannot be sued for their actions or for their failures to act. And the Supreme Court said this: it's better to leave unredressed the wrongs done by a dishonest officer of the court than to subject those who try to do their duty to the constant dread of retaliation. And I'm quoting. So to answer that question, that means that really there's no civil remedy here for Janae to sue the city of St. Louis, to sue Kim Gardner either individually or professionally, or to sue the state of Missouri. There's really no opportunity for that. And if you look at, there's a similar concept of absolute immunity when it comes to police officers. So if a police officer is doing his or her job and they're sued for what they do, police have absolute immunity for the exact same reason. Now, there's one enormous difference when it comes to police. If police officers are breaking the law in the context of the execution of their duties, then courts have held that they're no longer covered by immunity because they were acting outside of the scope and course of their employment. So if a police officer, like we saw recently with the beating and the death of that individual by the police officers, at that point, they can be sued because they went beyond the scope and course of their actual employment when they committed crimes by assaulting and killing the defendant. But in this instance with Kim Gardner, I don't even know how you could come up with a way to argue that she's gone beyond the scope of her employment to the point of being a criminal action by her failure to put this Daniel Riley behind bars. And if he had been behind bars, he wouldn't have injured Janae Edmondson through the car accident. I don't think you can make that argument, but it's a fantastic idea. And as they told me in law school, you get an A for a great idea. Kevin's been holding for a while. Hey, Kevin, welcome to Camo X.
How are you doing?
Doing great, sir.
Hey, well, I understand this case is the person who committed this crime had committed armed robbery, and the judge sent him home with an ankle bracelet.
Correct.
So under what situation should someone who commits an armed robbery who, in that kind of a criminal act, is thought to use his weapon to, you know, cause bodily harm, why should that person be trusted at home with an ankle bracelet? The ankle bracelet means nothing.
Right. As we saw here, it means nothing because it certainly didn't stop Daniel Riley from running over Janae Edmondson and removing her legs. It didn't stop him in any way.
To me, it's the laws and the way that, I mean, the fact that they don't hold someone back with a, you know, a criminal history of violence and at least the, you know, the use of a weapon and to commit an armed robbery shouldn't happen.
You're right, Kevin. And yet, if you look in this country, and I don't know how long you've been listening this evening, but I've tried to make clear that this isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue, but it is a progressive issue. And here's the reason why I say that. If you look across this country now, there's been a movement to allow people who have been arrested for crimes to be released on their own recognizance. In other words, you don't hold them in jail. You don't assign a cash bail. You allow them to be released. And it's something that's passed in Illinois. I think you're from Springfield. It's a big issue in the state of Illinois. And Illinois has decided that if you are a criminal, you should not be held in prison. You should be allowed to be released on your own recognizance. This is a concept that I completely disagree with, but it's one that has been sweeping this country. And just like it's swept through the state of Illinois, it's also swept through the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, it is widespread. I agree. And I guess I beg to differ with you on Republican or Democratic. If you probably look at, I mean, obviously Illinois is run by a Democratic governor, Democratic Attorney General, and it has been for that way. And a lot of things have changed in Illinois under that type of leadership. Look at Chicago under Democratic leadership. I mean, across the country, the most violent cities are run by Democrats. Houston is run by a Democrat. And the violence has gotten way worse in the last probably 10 to 12 years. And I believe it's because of the Democrats who run these big cities and their liberal ways. And it seems like more protection for the criminal than it is for the innocent people who are trying to live their lives.
You're exactly right, Kevin. Hey, we're coming up on a very hard break here. I'm going to have to let you go, sir. But thanks for calling in. Appreciate your input. And I want to thank you for your input. We've got lots of texts, lots of calls this evening. This is an important issue. It's an emotional issue, but it's also an intellectual issue. And we've had an opportunity this evening to discuss the implications of this idea that criminals can go free with no repercussions. Hey, stick around. 10 o'clock, we've got the best of Dave Glover. I'll see you next week on At Your Service, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.